You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art and Soul focuses on the culinary arts, and joining us to share her insight and expertise is statewide life and culture reporter for MLive.com and dining reporter Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Lisa Berry.
I think people feel you have one of the best jobs ever. You get to write and focus on food, and I'm wondering, is it as fulfilling as it seems?
Filling?
At least she's got a sense of humor.
Oh, are you kidding? I mean, I am extremely lucky. When I think about this career, but all of the careers I've had, when I was a jazz buyer for Borders, I host a jazz show on WEMU and I get to write about food and my community. I mean, really, it doesn't get much better than that. Well, so yeah, it is fulfilling.
Well, that's good to hear.
And filling.
Ann Arbor's a great place to hang out. You want to go somewhere after work? Are we a town known for our happy hours as well?
I don't know if we're known for our happy hours, but I will say that I know that we have some great happy hours. And last week, I published a story on MLive about some of the best happy hours. I sourced it through some people in the community who I know like to go out and have a good time, and some of my friends, and where those two groups intersect, because I have a lot of friends who like having a good time.
Who doesn't?
Right?
Right.
And, you know, what I went into writing the story, I had to think about what it is that makes a good happy hour. And some of it, of course, is a great deal, right?
Right, yeah.
You're looking for places where you can get something to eat and something to drink, and it's not going to cost you a lot because you're just going to be there for a little while in that little period of time between work and home. Mm-hmm. But you also want a place that has really good ambiance. And for me, ambiance includes people watching. So I love picking places where you've got windows or you can sit outside and you can watch the crazy or interesting characters who parade by all day, every day.
Okay.
You can get right up close and personal with some of those people.
Is it people watching or is it energy? Because I'm all about the energy that people bring to a room or an experience.
So I'm about energy and stories. I like either you can tell what the story is or you can make one up as you're watching people walk by, interact, talk on their phones, whether they're playing Pokemon. You can make up a story about them, and that's always a lot of fun.
Okay. So where did you find? Where do you like to go?
Well, so we put together a list of 12 of the happiest happy hours
in
Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. And one of them is one of my favorites. And I live in Ann Arbor, but you can occasionally find me booking it down Washtenaw because I'm trying to get to Maze in Depot Town in Ypsilanti before their happy hour ends at 6. It's a combination of great prices. Their appetizers are all half off. So you can order a table groaning with appetizers for your group and really not pay a whole lot of money.
Is that Monday through Friday?
It's Monday through Friday, okay. And it runs from 3 to 6 p.m. And if you're the type who likes to indulge, they have giant margaritas for half price as well. Quite a deal.
One of the few places around here that I have found that have a prickly pear margarita, which I had in Arizona.
Aha.
So have you ever had one of those? They're pink.
I have not had a prickly.
They're good.
Maybe I need to go out
and
have a happy hour. So ambiance-wise and price-wise, I love going to the Out Bar at Braun Court. You know, it's a gay bar, but they say they like to have anybody come by there. And you see couples of all combinations at Out Bar. They have a great outdoor courtyard, so it's a great time for this time of year. And their they have a list of half-price appetizers and really nice $5 craft cocktails available there, too. And I mentioned Pokemon. But it's worth noting that there are multiple gyms and Pokestops that you can get from your phone in the courtyard at Out Bar while you enjoy your happy
hour. Isn't
it
amazing how that's turned into a promotional thing?
Oh,
it was supposed to be a fun game. Now it's bringing in business.
Absolutely.
That's a whole other conversation.
The last word is what I like to call it, one of Ann Arbor's hidden treasures.
The last word.
The last word.
Is the name of the establishment.
Is the name of this bar.
Okay.
They have an incredible bartender who has been recognized nationally, multiple bartenders who are very well known nationally. They were one of the best new bars of the year a couple of years ago, I think, from Bon Appetit magazine. They are located on Huron Street, just around the corner from Live and that west of First Avenue. Kind of a side entrance, you almost feel like you're walking into a speakeasy, and it kind of has that theme. Great cocktails, great food. And at their happy hour, it's 25% off your total bill, and it runs from 5 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Hmm. Okay, what's any more happy hours?
The Earl.
The Earl?
I love the Earl.
Sure.
You know, we kind of come to take the Earl for granted because it's been there in the basement there on Washington Street for so long. But it is It has a great happy hour. And one of the things that really draws people there is this incredible fragrant bowl of mussels in a broth, and they serve it with a big basket of bread. $3.75.
Really? From when to when?
Their mussels are available earlier in the evening. It's a limited time, which is why you have to really book it to get there. The mussels are only available between 5 and 6:30 p.m. Okay. So you got to like get out of work early, right? You got to say, "I'm sorry, I have to leave now because I have to go get my mussels at the Earl." And they also offer 20% off drinks by the glass, and they have 20% off their wine and bar food menu as well.
As you mentioned, the Earl's been in Ann Arbor for a long time, so that's a restaurant with history. But it seems like a lot of them come and go. Last time you were here, we talked about Miquette, the new French.
Oh, yeah.
And then you went. I saw social media that you went there. What'd you think?
I was not disappointed.
No?
No. Adam Baru is a restaurateur. This is his third restaurant in Ann Arbor. Isolita and Monty are the other two. And I would say that they have a hit on their hands. I mean, you can tell by the line of people there during the peak business hours. We try to go either late or early so we can get a table. But the food is really good. And I discovered over the weekend they have what may be a contender for the best burger in Ann Arbor. You wouldn't think of that as being
French
food,
yeah.
Right? But it's got a brioche bun. It's
escargot.
No escargot, but really good French fries. But really, that burger. Burger is good.
Okay, French fries, though.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go, French
What's
fries.
What's so good about them?
What's so good about the fries?
Yeah.
They're really thin-cut, crispy fries.
Well, it seems like there's not as many restaurants opening and closing as we've seen lately.
Yeah, you know, last year we had big turnover in restaurants. I was looking at an article I wrote around this time last year. This year, I just wrote an article for MLive about restaurant openings and closings so far in 2016. And though we have seen some, we haven't seen quite as many. Some places closed, like Arena Sports Bar closed. They had some unpaid taxes.
Right.
Pretzel Bell, big hit in downtown Ann Arbor on Main and Liberty Streets. And, you know, some Big B Coffees closed. Some of these places, these fast food joints like Mena's Joint closed. Things where you think they really depend on a student crowd. I think once the students go in the summer there, that's when they really struggle. So, but we've got some things to look forward to, too. I think I may have mentioned this, and I'm eagerly awaiting the arrival of Miss Kim, a new Korean place in Carytown. And this week, a new restaurant is opening on the west side of Ann Arbor, the far west side. On Jackson Road, there's a place called Session Room at 3685 Jackson Road. Great draft beer list, and I've heard some early rumblings that the food might be pretty good, too.
Well, you're hearing rumblings of my stomach because now I'm hungry. Jessica Webster is a statewide life and culture reporter for MLive.com and dining reporter. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Art and Soul.
Thank you, Lisa.